The rationale was that we recognize bone marrow transplant as being an important part of the treatment continuum for acute myeloid leukemia. We wanted to better understand the role of transplant in the overall success rate of CPX-351 that we had demonstrated in the primary results of the study. So we did a landmark analysis of patients in both arms of the study, in the CPX-351 arm and the 7+3 arm, who underwent allogeneic transplant, to study the outcomes after transplant in order to determine if one group did better or worse than the other following bone marrow transplant. Again, it was a subgroup analysis of only the patients that underwent allogeneic transplant, and we studied the survival effect between patients who had received initial therapy with CPX-351 versus 7+3 and how they did after receiving the allogeneic transplant. So the results that were observed in the subgroup analysis were that following allogeneic transplant, patients who had received CPX-351 as their initial therapy lived longer than patients who had received 7+3 as their initial therapy. The median survival for the CPX-treated patients who underwent transplant has not yet been reached. The median survival for the 7+3 treated patients who underwent transplant was approximately 7 to 8 months. The follow-up time is still relatively short, and we expect that the data will mature further and we'll have a more definitive idea as to the overall survival over the next several months. I think the impact, the major impact, is that the CPX-351 drug elicits a higher survival rate than 7+3. What we're trying to understand is why that is. And is it the bridge to transplant, so to speak, that is responsible for the ultimate benefit of CPX, in that if you can get more patients to transplant and get them through transplant more successfully, is that why the drug works? I think that is one reason that it may be more effective than 7+3, but I don't think it's the only reason. I think that patients who receive CPX have a higher remission rate, have a potentially lower early death rate, and that the effect of the drug stands on its own, independent of the transplant, but that it's all part of a continuum of therapy. So we don't look at an AML patient as only being able to receive one treatment and that's it. We look at the possibility of multiple therapies, including transplant, as being part of the treatment continuum. And if CPX-351 as initial therapy is given, that perhaps overall survival will be imparted to that patient regardless of what they get in the future.